Yo, dude, what up? Just follow my lead.
A surfer.
Oh, this is awesome.
Just a little surf shack where I keep my board, beer, and brother.
Alan frowns.
How they breaking today, Broheim?
How are what breaking?
Dude smokes way too much weed. The waves, Poindexter.
Oh, the waves. The waves are gnarly.
All right, let's hit it.
Oh, I intend to. Why don't you head out? I'll throw on my suit and meet you there.
Awesome.
The surfer babe goes outside.
Bodacious and tubular.
Charlie goes to get changed.
Excuse me, Moondoggy. Quick question.
Yeah.
You don't surf, do you?
Not a bit.
So how did Gidget get the idea you were the big kahuna?
I told her I hang 10, and I guess she misunderstood.
You're going to hell, you know.
I don't think so. I believe in a loving God who forgives little fibs as long as they lead to recreational sex.
You really want to drag God into this?
Who gave me the penis, Alan?
Alan shrugs.
Since when do you have a wetsuit?
Since I moved to the beach and noticed it was full of hot surfer chicks.
He blows dust off his surfboard.
If I lived next to Jellystone Park, I'd have a bear suit and a picnic basket.
Alan nods.
Would you get the door?
The board breaks a window.
Whoopsie.
Smooth. So, just out of curiosity, how exactly do you plan to pull this off?
Simple. Paddle out, yell shark, and paddle in.
So you've thought this through?
I'm not an idiot, Alan. Whoopsie.
A lifeguard carries Charlie home.
Over here. Careful.
What happened?
Tiny wave came at us, I let it go. He screamed like a girl and fell off his board.
I had to give him mouth to mouth, and he swallowed a lot of water.
He's gonna be okay?
I think so. He tried slipping me the tongue.
Tiny, can you hear me?
Shaw.
What?
Shaw.
I think he's trying to say shark.
Charlie nods. 2.5 Men, created by Chuck Lorre and Lee Aronson. As Charlie gasps for breath on the sofa, Alan comes in carrying a glass.
Want something to drink?
Oh, yeah.
Alan hands him the glass and he takes a sip.
Oh.
He grimaces.
What is this?
Water.
Are you crazy? I almost drowned in that stuff.
He hands the glass back to Alan and looks around.
Where's my little hard body?
He took off with that girl you brought home.
Charlie frowns.
Other than that, your plan worked like a charm.
Fine. Go ahead and mock me. But I could have died out there.
Well, the sea is a harsh mistress. And you're a moron.
Charlie looks hurt.
What? You said to mock you?
It's no joke, Alan.
Oh, come on. You tried to scam your way into a surf bunny shorts and ended up French kissing a handsome young lifeguard. How is that not a joke?
It's not a joke because something happened out there while I was drowning.
What? Did your entire sordid, degenerate life flash before your eyes?
I wish. No. It was... No, you're not going to believe me.
Try me.
I saw Dad.
Oh, baloney.
You know what? Just forget it.
Oh, come on. It was probably just a hallucination caused by, you know, brain cells dying.
Charlie opens the fridge.
No, I'm used to that.
And gets himself a beer.
This was no hallucination. Dad was right there in the water with me.
All right. For the sake of argument... Let's assume that you saw the spirit of our dead father. What did he do? Reach a hand out to guide you to the great beyond?
Don't be ridiculous. He didn't have hands. It was just his head kind of floating there like the great, powerful Oz. Or one of the Pep Boys.
Wow. Manny, Moe, or Jack?
Jack.
Alan nods and puts his glass on the draining board.
And he spoke to me.
Oh, you're able to hear him underwater? How weird.
Oh, that's the part that bumps you?
I'm just saying that you were able to hear him because you were imagining it. It was in your head.
No. Oh, no. In a million years, my mind could not have made up what he said to me.
What did he say?
Something that made my blood run cold.
What?
Never mind. I probably heard him wrong.
Charlie!
Please don't make me say it!
Come on, Charlie. I am your brother. Whatever it was, we'll deal with it together.
Charlie closes his eyes.
He said, take care of your mother.
Alan looks shocked, then nods.
Well, good luck with that.
Alan leaves Charlie at the kitchen table. That night, Jake joins Charlie out on the terrace.
Hey. Dad said you almost drowned today.
Yep.
Are you okay now?
I'm fine.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
It's about what happens when you die.
Okay.
Who gets your car?
Go away.
You're right. Not a good time to ask.
Alan appears.
So, what you doing?
Thinking about Dad.
Yeah, about that. I was wondering, when you saw him, assuming you saw him, did he ask about me?
No. He just said, take care of your mother.
Huh. Didn't mention me at all.
Nope. Typical. Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying, the guy doesn't get in touch for 30 years. It wouldn't kill him to throw in a quick, hello, Alan. Dead or alive, that's just rude.
Tell you what. Why don't you go fill up the tub? I'll hold your head under the water till the bubbles stop, and then you can tell him how offended you are.
Oh, no. I have nothing to say to him now.
Alan sips a glass of wine.
How does he expect me to take care of her?
I don't know. Why don't you try treating her like a human being?
Nah, that can't be it. What if I put her in an assisted living facility?
That's ridiculous. She's a healthy woman.
I'm not saying she wouldn't put up a fight. But hey, crumble up a few Xanax in her mimosa and we could probably coax her into a cave full of bats.
I don't think that's what Dad meant.
How do you know? Did he talk to you? No, he talked to me.
Sure, rub my nose in it. How about this? When was the last time you called her just to see how she was doing?
What's today? Sunday? Then never.
Why don't you start with that?
Charlie gets his phone.
Okay. Fine.
Remember her number?
I've got it on speed dial. 666. Cute, huh?
Alan smirks and nods.
Hey, Mom, it's Charlie. Nothing's the matter. I just called to see how you're doing. No, I'm not drunk. I was just thinking about you and thought I'd call. I swear to God, I'm not drunk. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. You happy? So, what's going on? I haven't talked to you in a while. Well, I'm talking to you now. Okay. Excuse me? Okay.
So, everything okay?
I'm taking her to lunch tomorrow.
Voluntarily? Wow, you must have really had a spiritual experience out there.
Let's face it, Alan. When Dad was alive, I was a rotten son.
Oh, you sure were. You were horrible. Boy, I remember the time...
The point is, maybe I've got a chance to make up for it now. He wants me to take care of Mom, then that's what we're gonna do.
Well, that's fair. Wait a minute, did you say we? I'm not going.
Fine. Next time I see our father's floating head, I'm gonna tell him you refuse to help.
I'm gonna tell him. God, you're such a child.
So you're coming?
Yeah.
The next day, in a restaurant...
I can't tell you what a treat it is to have lunch with my two favorite sons.
You have others?
It's an expression, Charlie. Although I do sponsor a little boy in Africa.
No kidding.
Oh, yes, little Mabutu. He's in the middle of a civil war, and I still hear from him more than you.
Charlie smiles awkwardly.
Hey, Alan, tell Mom what that little rascal Jake's been up to.
He hasn't been up to anything.
Alan glares flatly at Charlie.
Okay, so. I think I'll go to the bathroom.
Why?
What do you mean, why? I have to go.
When was the last time you had a prostate exam?
Feels like I'm having one now.
I'm just expressing concern for your health. You don't have to get snippy.
I'm not being snippy.
Is it just me, or is he snippy?
Try living with him.
Excuse me.
All right, what's going on?
What makes you think something's going on?
When one of my sons calls me for no reason and agrees to take me to lunch, something heinous is going on.
Hey, I took you to lunch 2 weeks ago for no reason other than I love you.
Ah, yes. The tacky little chain restaurant in the valley. That fish shot out of me like there was a fire drill.
The point is, I love you.
The point is, I lost 4 pounds in 2 days.
Well, you do look thinner.
It's too late for flattery, darling. Now, what is going on with your brother?
I don't think he'd be very happy with me if I told you.
Sweetheart, you're not his favorite person now.
Okay, here's the thing. Charlie almost drowned yesterday.
Oh, dear Lord. I told him over and over again. 2 drinks max in the hot tub.
No, he was surfing.
In the hot tub?
In the ocean.
Start again.
He was trying to impress some girl.
Okay. Like the time he broke his nose playing tetherball.
Exactly. Anyway, he was convinced he was near death and that he saw Dad.
He saw your father?
Alan nods.
Wow. How'd he look?
He was just kind of a floating head.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I remember him. Fairly useless from the neck down.
Anyway, Dad told Charlie to take care of you.
Really?
Alan nods.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it. Just for him to take care of you. It's like I might as well not even exist.
Oh, Alan, you can't take that personally. First of all, Charlie was a planned baby.
What was I?
Well, dear, you were a pitcher of margaritas and a gas station condom.
Alan looks troubled. Charlie returns.
I had a nice, solid stream of urine. Thank you very much.
What?
My prostate is fine.
What kind of table talk is that?
You're the one that brought it up.
It doesn't matter who brought it up. I don't want to hear about it when I'm eating.
You know what? This lunch was a bad idea.
Well, no, don't say that, darling. It was a wonderful idea. If I'm being ungracious, I apologize.
All right, let's call it ungracious. Well, we all know what we're thinking.
I guess I'm just a little edgy because, well... Never mind.
What?
Forget it. My problems are my problems. I don't expect you to take care of me.
Alan shoots her a look.
Mom, just for the sake of argument, let's say that I wanted to take care of you. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just having a little minor surgery tomorrow.
What kind of surgery?
It's a woman thing.
Is there anything I can do?
Just keep me in your prayers.
No, no, no. I will drive you there and then take you back to my place so you can recuperate.
Oh, sweetheart, that's very generous, but I don't want to be a burden.
Mom, please. That ship has sailed.
Well, then, I accept. Thank you.
Charlie nods graciously.
Who buys condoms at a gas station?
Evelyn shrugs.
Watch your step here.
Evelyn wears shades and sports ridiculously overinflated Botox lips as she steps into his house.
Thank you, darling.
Alan comes out of another room and sees his mother's monster lips.
What happened to your mouth?
I just had a little procedure.
What kind of procedure?
They sucked some fat out of her ass and shot it into her lips.
What did they do? Use the whole ass?
They're just a little swollen. In 2 days, they'll be plump, luscious, and ready for action.
What boy doesn't like hearing that from his mother?
Charlie, I need to sit down.
Got you covered.
I thought you said it was a woman thing.
You know any guys dumb enough to do this?
Berta comes in.
Good Lord! What did you do, fillet a beehive?
Fillet?
I read, I can conjugate. Man, the last time I saw a mouth like that, it was trying to eat Jacques Cousteau.
Evelyn nods, taking it on the chin. That night, the family sit around the kitchen table at dinner.
Here you go, Mom. Nice bite-sized pieces.
Thank you, darling.
Dad says you got your butt in your lips.
Evelyn shifts uncomfortably in her chair.
Just eat your dinner.
Hang on. So if you burp now, it'd really be a fart, right?
Evelyn unfolds her napkin as Charlie stifles a smirk.
Eat.
Jake does.
Charlie, my donut's too soft. So, Jake, has your mother succeeded in turning you against me yet?
Mom.
What? You don't think she talks? You don't think he listens? Trust me, Alan. Even the mind of a dull child can be poisoned by a malicious parent.
Can we just please change the subject?
Although I must say, I prefer your mother to that post-pubescent knucklehead your father replaced her with.
Okay, that's it.
Well, don't change the subject.
Come on, Jake, we're going to the movies.
On a school night?
Why not? You're flunking anyway.
Wait, you're just leaving me?
You're taking care of Mom, remember?
That's not fair.
You got a complaint? Take it to the floating head.
Alan and Jake go. Charlie glances across at Evelyn.
So how's work?
Fine.
You seeing anybody special?
Nope.
Charlie, did you ever stop to think that our relationship is strained because you won't let me in? You won't share.
You know why I won't share with you, Mom? Because anything I say will be used against me.
Oh, please.
I have to go to the bathroom. Maybe I have a prostate problem. I buy a new Mercedes, you call it a Nazi phallic symbol. I'm seeing someone new, you ask if I'm paying her by the hour or per shtup.
Charlie, when I say those things, it's because I want to help you. You're my son. I want you to be the best you can be.
I appreciate that, but you can stop worrying. I'm doing fine. I am the best I can be.
Oh, darling, that just breaks my heart.
Charlie frowns. Later, Charlie stands alone on the terrace, sipping a drink and staring out to sea.
Why would he do this to me? Take care of your mother. Not like she ever took care of him. She nagged him, humiliated him, emasculated him. Main reason he died so young is because he wanted to.
Charlie, my donut's soft again.
Be right there. Why? Why do you want me to take care of her?
Charlie!
I'm coming! Come on, talk to me. Give me a sign.
Marry that cute girl down the beach.
Rose.
Yes, that's her name.
You know what? You can tell me in person, because I am this close to sticking my tongue in a light socket.
Why don't you stick your tongue in my mouth instead?
I mean, Rose's mouth.
Charlie goes back inside where Evelyn's watching TV.
Yeah, boss? Shut the door and sit down. Tell her to keep her
mouth
shut.
Is this some old gangster movie?
I think she's gonna sing like a bird.
Any good?
Not really. Just gives me a warm feeling to know that all those young, beautiful actors are now dead.
Dame knows too much.
You want I should take care of her, boss?
Suddenly interested, Charlie looks at the TV.
Yeah, take care of her, but make it look like an accident.
Charlie has a thought.
Don't worry about a thing. I'll take care.
Looking skyward.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Charlie carries on inflating his mother's donut-shaped cushion. The next day, Charlie opens his front door to the hunky lifeguard who gave him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Hi. Hello. I don't know if you remember me, but I'm the one who pulled you out of the ocean the other day. Oh, right. Thanks. It's okay. It's my job. Well, I'm glad you did it. Anyway, I was just checking in on you, see how you're doing. I'm doing fine.
Good.
So, you want to walk down to the pier? Maybe grab a cup of coffee?
Charlie looks dubious and tentatively licks his lips.
Gee, I don't know.
Charlie, it's time to change my butt dressing.
Ah, what the hell, let's go.
ITFC audio description by John Walskill.
Men, manly men.